Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode. We're break down what's going on in marketing and business and in life this week. And then we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on this week? Lots of stuff, actually. So first off, I saw this from LinkedIn. LinkedIn released some new data on how to get more engagement. And the one stat they shared that was actually useful, it said, LinkedIn members who post two times per week see up to five times more profile views. Well, the reason that that's really interesting to me is that at the same time, Gallup released some data about the percentage of people who actually share content on various platforms. So for example, on LinkedIn, only 5% of users share content. On TikTok, it's only 4%. And on YouTube, it's only 7%. So the easiest way to stand out is just to post stuff. Nobody's posting anything. So you want to stand out, you should post stuff. By the way, speaking of YouTube and some of these platforms, this is pretty wild stuff. I saw this data that came out from the Pew Research Center. It's a little bit over the top. So what percentage of teens do you think are visiting YouTube on a daily basis? This is wild. 73% of teens are visiting YouTube on a daily basis. 57% are visiting TikTok on a daily basis. And 50% are visiting Instagram on a daily basis. So yeah, that's where it's at. So other stuff that's going on that's kind of interesting. A little bit sad to report. Sesame Street needs a new home. Come on, that stinks. Warner Brothers. You know, Warner Brothers Discovery, they're one group, you know, and they're HBO, they're HBO Max or Max, whatever they call themselves. They're the ones who have been doing Sesame Street for a bunch of years now. And they came out with this statement. We have to prioritize and focus on strategies for adults and families. And so new episodes from Sesame Street at this time are not as core to our strategy. What are we doing here? Come on, Sesame Street. If it wasn't for Count Von Count, I wouldn't be able to count past four. I mean, Oscar the Grouch, Elmo, what are we going to do? Well, I have a feeling that Netflix or Apple TV or Prime Video, someone's going to gobble this up because that is an incredible content asset to be all over. So something super interesting just came out from subjectline.com related to some email tips for right now. Coming out of all the holiday email marketing and business-to-business email marketing going on right now is a new tactic. This is the tactic that is growing the fastest that really wasn't something on people's radar before. And that is in your subject line, doing mid subject line capitalization of an entire word. What does that mean? So Shutterfly just sent out an email and the subject line said unlimited free pages. And the entire word free in the middle of the subject line, F-R-E-E, all four letters were capitalized. This idea of mid subject line capitalization of a word, it makes your subject line stand out just a little bit. And we're seeing in the data from subjectline.com that for business to business email marketing efforts, subject lines that do a mid subject line capitalization of a word, they're seeing a 16% increase in open rates versus if they don't do it. On the consumer side, it's 21% increase in open rates, right? So Amy Porterfield does this a lot with her subject lines. If you've not tested a mid subject line, that means a non-first word, not the first word being capitalized, but a mid-subject line word being capitalized. It's a great, easy test. And yes, you capitalize every letter in that word. And no, this does not cause you to go to junk. This does not cause you to get it filtered. That's information from 10 years ago. You can capitalize a word in the subject line. It will help you. Other stuff that's out there that I thought was kind of cool. So PetSmart is really getting some good traction on something that they're doing, which is they have decided to debut a streaming experience for cats and dogs. This is cool. So they have this thing now called Home for the Paw, I can't even say it, Paw, Paw-a-days, like your paw, Home for the Paw-a-days stream, right, which has different options for both canines and felines. And basically, it's this streaming video, this really long streaming video featuring pets chasing toys and unwrapping gifts and all sorts of stuff. It's kind of cool. And if you want to check out the free streaming content, you go to endpetblues.com. And yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, if I was a dog, I'd be into it. I mean, I think I'd be into it. I don't know. I'm not a dog, but that's endpetblues.com. And in completely useless information, what's going on in the TV and movie watching that I'm doing. So I just tried to watch on Netflix. I was pretty hyped about this movie, but I think it might stink. So there's a new movie on Netflix called Carry On with that guy, Taron Egerton, the dude who played Elton John, right? And in this movie is also Jason Bateman, who I think is the best. He's from Ozark and everything else, right? And the movie's about a TSA agent, the dude at the airport, who basically gets blackmailed by a bad guy, and Jason Bateman's the bad guy. It's kind of like a Die Hard-ish type movie. I'm about, 30 or 40 minutes in, and so far it's horrible. But everybody says it's good, so I'm going to keep watching Carry on Netflix. But so far, double thumbs down. I am excited. Squid Games 2 is coming out December 26th. I'm hyped for that. A lot of people are down on it. They say it's a money grab by Squid Games. I don't agree. I think it's going to be great. They've taken their time. Let's see what happens. Another thing coming out, which I just heard about, which I'm very excited for, is Severance Season 2 on Apple. That's January 17th. If you've never watched the Season 1 of Severance, I'm telling you, this is a great, great show. So Severance on Apple is great. And I just updated my phone to Apple's 18.2 update, and it is horrendous. I mean, nothing is working on my phone. It is terrible. The only good thing is that now when I get a text, you can then use different reactions. Instead of just doing like a thumbs up or a thumbs down, you can do any reaction for any emoji you want. So now you can use like a poop emoji as a reaction on text. That's literally the only useful thing so far I've gotten out of the update. I don't know if there was anything useful on this episode. Who knows? Anyway, listen. Check out and get signed up for certifiedguru.com. That is our free email specialist certification program. We're only opening up the waitlist right now for a few more weeks. And then in January, we release it. And if you're not on the waitlist, you can't get in. It is free. Certifiedguru.com. Check that out. And leave this thing a review. You're awesome. And don't watch Carry On. At least I don't think so. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.